Well, hey everybody, it's Chuck. Welcome back to the B-Lab. This is gonna be a short video today, I promise. It's gonna be short, because I'm gonna cut some things up, because I got like three or four chores to do today. I'm leaving town tomorrow for a few days, and I've got some queen cells in the incubator that are gonna hatch tomorrow. I think I got 31 of them. If you remember that video from a while back, this was my first experiment in using the Demaray as a starter finisher without needing to manipulate it. I just put grafts in there, and they came all the way to cap cells. I put them in the incubator only because I wanted to kind of start another experiment, which is going on there. We're gonna see that a little bit later too. What I wanted to try, I've got incubated cells. I've got some new queen mating nukes back over here that I've already charged with some bees, and I really hope the bees are alive. I've got them contained in there with ventilation. They're outside. I didn't put them in a cool indoor room. So I'm hoping when I open those bees up, they're alive. I had some food in there, so they've got some nutrition. But we're gonna take these queen cells and then put them in the mating nukes, just like we did back in February. But these queen cells came from the Demaray starter finisher. I don't think I have enough mating nukes and or three framers that need queen cells to use all of them. So what I'm going to do, just like I'm gonna do with those other ones, is I'm gonna try to bank some queens. And when you think about queen banking, you need to put queens inside of cages. And you guys know I use these 3D printed cages. Easy Peasy sells them. There's a lot of different variations of this. But depending on the cages you use, if you're going to bank queens, you might need to make a special frame. And the frame is designed to be put up into perhaps above a queen excluder, into the part of a hive that's strong, has got nurse bees in it, and can take care of the queens for a little while. I'm not an expert on banking queens. I've never done it really for very long, but I'm gonna try to push that boundary with this experiment and learn a little bit more. Banking virgins buys you about a week or two, probably a week, I'm not gonna say two, about a week. But you need to get them in mating nukes and put them somewhere where, so they can go mate. So my thought is I'm gonna bank these virgins to use as backups for queen cells that might not actually hatch out. So I'm gonna put these queen cells into a bank. I'm gonna check the mating nukes after I come back, look for successful hatching. If I didn't get a successful hatch, then I'm gonna try a virgin introduction from my banked queens. Does that make sense? It's kind of like a maybe a safer way of doing backup than perhaps putting two cells into a hive. I know I've done that in the past. Okay, so something I wanna show you, this is another 3D printed project. Look at what I printed up. I designed this myself. But if you've ever seen me talk about this tray I made for holding my queen cages kind of vertically so they don't fall around, I essentially just took this design and made a tray. And because my 3D printer can't print something this big, I actually printed it in two parts and I've super glued it together. But what this does is it perfectly fits inside of a deep frame in a way that I can come in, and I'm gonna attach this here in front of you, and I can put queen cages in here at all different heights. And you see the height is about how much height you need with the queen cell cap you have in there. And what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, it looks like it holds 9, so 27, you know, times 2. So we're, you know, we got almost, you know, 53 cells in here. That's more than I've got. So I can space them out. You know, if I fill up every single cell, there's not a lot of room for the bees to maintain between them, but there's a gap so the queens can't fight, but they can definitely work on them from the edges. So I'm gonna try this invention for the first time. And you know, because I don't want to have a permanent grafting frame, what I've decided to do is have this removable, and I'll stow this in my gear kit. You know, and when I need it, I'll build a frame or take a piece of foundation out of a frame. And then I was just gonna duct tape it rather than screw it or nail it. You know, I wasn't gonna use masking tape because they can chew through masking tape, but I figured they're not gonna chew through duct tape in the time that I'm using this. I don't know, you guys think I'm crazy with the duct tape? I think, well, duct tape's good for everything, even in the bee yard. Okay, so I'm just gonna quick attach that there with two pieces of duct tape, and now it's in there. I'm pretty proud of that. I don't know, what do you guys think? Think I'm kind of crazy? But if you use the Jay-Z Beezy cages, or you use the Nico cages, or you use all these other ones, you kind of got to have a system for that. And I've got some Nico cage equipment I've used in the past with the little cells, but I've kind of switched over to these. I don't know, it's kind of like once you go in with a certain type of equipment, you kind of build your system around it. Kind of like we have with Langstroth, right? We're kind of stuck with Langstroth unless you really go off the deep end and go to Lands or something else, but you're on your own pretty much there. Okay, so I've described what I'm gonna do. Let me recap. I'm gonna go get the, I'm not showing you the incubator. It's just a chicken egg incubator that I got off of Amazon. They sell them at Tractor Supply. It's a little square styrofoam one. You don't have to spend a lot of money on it. It's keeping the cells at about 93 degrees. And they've been in there with some humidity. I use sponges to keep the humidity high. So they should be good. They hatch tomorrow. So I'm gonna go get those cells. I'm gonna walk over here to the mini mating nukes and we're gonna pop these mini mating nukes open. I'll have the camera behind me, you can watch. And I'm gonna just plop a cell in there and close them back up and then open them up and let them start to reorient with that cell in there. Actually, you know what? I think I'm gonna leave them, if they're alive and okay ventilated, I might leave them in there one night and then tomorrow morning I may open them up, or late tonight after dark I may open them up. I kinda want them in there for the full 3 days, and it hasn't been 3 days yet. I am gonna use that new mini mating nuke I made from that medical cooler I talked about. I got a few extra bees in there. And then I do have some, I need to put it in the out yard. I might not carry the camera with me, but after I've placed all of my queen cells in the nukes that I have, with whatever I have left over, I'm gonna put into this frame with, and this is the end part, I'm glad you're still sticking with me, the end part is I've got another frame of grafts that I put in there that should be capped today or tomorrow. Today on my queen rearing calendar, it says early cap cells. So some of the larvae that might've been a little bit older might be capped today. If there were some really tiny larvae I grafted, they might not be capped till tomorrow. So what I was gonna do with that frame was I was gonna bank them the whole way, not use the incubator. So I'm gonna fill this frame up with whatever is out of that frame. But you ought to stick with me to the end of the video to watch that, because this is gonna be round two of my grafts in that demarray. So just as an experiment, you know, was my first success just a whim, or are there gonna be a whole bunch of grafted cells in there? I haven't even peeked in there. We'll look at that together for the first time. So you'll see which ones worked and which ones didn't work, and we'll figure it out. So I think that's probably gonna be out a 25, 30 minute video once I cut it up. But so stick with me. Let's go put the cells in the mini mating nukes at first. I gotta get my smoker lit and we'll get this going. Stick with me. All right, everybody, we're over here in the mini mating nuke yard. And I just wanted to show you where I had my mating nukes set up. They're kind of over here in this viburnum and settled up, but look what's going on here. Interesting how this one hive has got this cluster of bees around it and the others don't. I do see bees trying to get out through the ventilation holes. So I think we have some alive bees, but I'm curious as to why this one has so many clustered on it. This was my medical cooler and I haven't peeked inside this. So let me just kind of see if I killed them or not. Well, where are the bees? Did they escape? The bees aren't in here. Oh, this is my problem. Okay, you see this? They got out of a little hole. There's some dead bees there. But this isn't gonna work. They escaped out of a little hole that was below my cover. I cut the hole a little big. Anyway, that's a little disappointing. Okay, so that's not gonna work. So maybe all these bees are right there. Maybe that's what's going on. All right, so I don't get to show you that. Anyway, live and learn. I'm not really sure I was really into that thing anyway. The frames don't match anything. I can't mix and match with any of these. I don't know, it was just a maker project. Okay, let's get going. Let me show you. Now, if you notice on this one, I knew I had a little bee hole here for them to escape out of, but I plugged it with a leaf. Let me set the camera up in a different angle, and I'm gonna kind of shuttle these over because I don't want them to be tucked here in the corner. I want you to kind of have a view so I can actually just get to work. And you can kind of follow along with me a little bit. All right, you got kind of a view there. All right, we'll start here. Something I didn't mention over at the lab is I do like to use these queen cell protectors. I don't know, it buys me a little bit of insurance instead of if I find some cranky bees that don't want to sell because, I don't know, they're angry. They won't chew out the sides when they're in this and they essentially leave the hole open. And I've only pulled out one tray, so the rest of them are still in the incubator. And all you do is you take the cell out. You can inspect the queens if you want. Very carefully, you could open a cell and look inside. Can you see inside? That's a maturing queen. She looks good. Her head's down. I don't know if you can see that or not. Can you see her in there? And then you just put this back on. I don't know. It's kind of like peeking into the cocoon of a butterfly almost, but you can do that. And then that sits down there tightly. And then because I'm leaving these closed up, like I discussed, I open this and see I have these inner covers made out of plastic on my nukes here, which make it kind of nice. I'm just gonna set that in the middle. And I did drill out a hole on my inner covers to allow that kind of vertical height of my JZBZ cup. So it fits tight. Okay, so that one is done. And that's all I'm doing. And I'm leaving that closed up. Let me just check the number of bees. Yeah, there's bees in there, but there's not as many bees as I thought I put in there. All right, let's keep going. Let's grab the next one. See what we got. I'm gonna set it here. I'm gonna do most of my work here in front of the camera so I can show you anything I see along the way. A lot more bees in here. You wanna show, you want me to show you one more? I'm not gonna peek at every single one of these, but let's just do one. You know, peeking kind of also, can you see her in there? She's looking good. Not at the larval stage, she's definitely at the pupal stage. You know, you could arguably inspect every single cell, and it kind of almost gets you to the, is this gonna hatch or not, kind of criteria. Because if you know they're in the pupal stage, if as long as they're in the hive at the right temperature, they're gonna continue to hatch. Now, if there's not enough bees in these nukes and they can't keep her at 93 to 95 degrees, she might not hatch, she might stop development. She's gotten that far in the incubator, right? So now it's up to these bees to keep her at that temperature and to keep them going. I'm just gonna set these close to each other and then I'm gonna spread them out after you and I are done talking. We're just gonna keep on going. You guys want me to keep talking or you want me to just shut up and watch? You can leave a comment below if you want right now about that. I'm not even gonna look anymore. I'm just gonna kind of start. Ooh, a lot of bees in here. Wow, okay. Yeah, good. I guess I got more bees in some of these boxes than the others, but I'm glad I didn't kill them, except for, well, I guess I didn't kill my medical box either. Oh my gosh. So I just took, look at this. Can you see that? Feels like there's a lot of bees in here. Ooh, oh, I'm spilling my syrup. I'm making a mess. Some of these feeders, I forget that the different types of feeders in here. That's a beauty of a cell. Okay. Good to go there. All right. I think after I show you this one, this is the one. See, this was the next higher one. Look, and all those bees on the front, and all those bees were on the top of this underneath that vent of the other one. I wonder what's so special about this one. I mean, all I expect to see when I open it up is a lot of bees. I think these must be the bees from that queen mini mating nuke, you know, because they were all nurse bees. They shouldn't have been oriented anywhere. And if they escaped out of that one, they probably flew around and said, well, where should we go? It does kind of make me wonder, like, is there a queen in here? I don't think there is, but that's the kind of things I'm thinking about. Is there a queen in here? I'm just gonna let them do their thing. They seem to have chosen that one. All right, y'all, I'm gonna motor and just let you watch. I'll say something if something's important, but for the purposes of this video, maybe enjoy the music. Thank you. everybody, still with me? So I learned something. You know, every single one of these boxes that I investigated that didn't have bees in it was because they escaped. And do you see these little holes? Can you see that? See, if I open this up, you can see how the bees kind of chew through this styrofoam. I had put bees in here and closed this, but that tiny little hole is where they escaped one by one. And when I went to put the cell in there, there's no bees in here. You know, as these mini mating nukes age, they can chew their way through the styrofoam and find an escape. This is the only one where I found that little escape. Something you can do, and what I'm gonna try to do if I can get some more nurse bees today, you can take a little leaf or something that they can't chew through in the time you need them closed up, and just kind of pinch that down to give something to close up your entrance. This one here didn't have any bees either. I mean, there's a few in here, but not like the cup of bees I put in here. And I'm looking around, and look, I found a little hole here, but that's like the small hive beetle size hole there. I don't think they were escaping there. But then you look, and I'm like, could they have escaped? That doesn't look like it's big enough, but the bees are not in here. And I don't see any other exits. So either maybe I had that cracked a bit or something. Anyway, that's what I'm learning, is every single one that didn't have bees in it had one of these chewed out entrances that they escaped one by one, which probably leads to why those bees were hanging out on that one hive. Those were all the bees that kind of escaped but went back to the ventilation of one of the hives. Why they chose that one, I don't know. It does make me wonder, was there a queen in there? Was there something else in there? Was there brood in there? Lots of different reasons why. So that was one tray of cells. I've got another tray to go, but I'm gonna go ahead and stop this part here. I'm just gonna kind of finish this up, and then I'm gonna go to the outyard, and then I think the next stop, you'll see me at the big demarray to see what we got on those queen cells and do some banking of whatever's left over. Stick with me. All right, YouTube. I was in the middle of my chores that I told you I was gonna do before I came back on camera, but something happened I wanted you to see. Out of all of my cells that I was putting in the nukes today, one virgin had already hatched. So going all the way back to my grafting, maybe I got a larva that was like another day older than the other ones, and they turned it into a queen cell. And anyway, she emerged. So out of 31, I had one that had hatched, which also means these ladies are getting ready to hatch in the next day or, you know, day or so. Obviously, we checked on a couple of them with the caps earlier in the video, and they weren't ready to emerge. But one virgin emerged, and I had a hopelessly queenless nuke that needed a cell. And on the top of it, I even had need a cell on the to remind me to put a cell in here. But I decided to do a direct release of this virgin and to observe what the bees were doing to determine if they were going to accept her. And I'm just going to kind of hold the camera as steady as I can so we can watch this. I hope that you can see. This is her right here. I'm going to kind of expose her. But this is a hopelessly queenless colony. They had no eggs, a lot of pollen, honey, and stuff like that. That's all they were doing. But if you watch, they are not aggressive towards her. They're almost ignoring her. A few seconds ago, I put her on here and they all started cleaning her. They stopped doing that as I went to get the camera. But actually, you can kind of see here. Do you see how they're starting to line up around her? A couple of them are feeding her through, I believe it's called trophallaxis. I may have mispronounced that word. But a young virgin just sitting right there, she took a drink of honey right away. She was thirsty. I had given some water while I went and ran one of those other chores. But what you need to see here is they're not bawling her. If you see bees jumping all over her and curling their abdomens to try to sting her, that's bad. They're gonna try to kill her. But with a direct release, you can just kind of watch like this sometimes. Some people in the old days say spit on them. Some people say spray a little bit of sugar water on them and they're gonna clean her up. This was just a dry virgin that hatched a few hours ago. And look, she's taking another drink of honey right now. But see how they're lining up around her? I don't think there's any nurse bees left in this colony. So these are mature bees that are just kind of lining up to take care of her. So I think this is a successful direct release of a virgin. And we'll kind of see how this hive goes. But anyway, I'm gonna cut it there. I just wanted you to see a successful, what I think successful, obviously it hasn't finished yet. As she goes under, I'm gonna go ahead and put her back in the hive. All right, YouTube, I'm back. And for those of your caring minds, I'm gloved up and I'm zipped up. Last time I got to this hive, they tore me up because I thought I was just gonna be in here for a second. So I wanna talk about a few things I'm doing to this demurray. Once these hives get so big, I'm making these upper entrances by throwing sticks and cracking these in here. Some people like to shift their supers. I don't like to do that if it rains. You know, if you shift your box like half an inch this way, there's gonna be a half an inch, gap in the back that if it comes in, the rain's just gonna dump in there. I didn't like that idea, but some people do it, and I'm not to say they're doing it wrong. I'm just saying I didn't wanna do it that way. So I just threw some sticks in here. You know, any shim sort of would work, or even just a shim with an entrance, but I didn't do it that way. So, what are we doing? I have a frame of grafts in here that you and I are gonna see together for the first time about how many of those cells were taken. I did all 31 of my queen cells in mini mating nukes, and I have four left over. So these four are gonna go into this frame also. And remember I said just a few minutes ago, one of them already hatched out. So I'm gonna have virgins hatching. So just for the speed of this, I'm gonna put these in here now. So because I'm gonna need to keep them separate. Who's who in the zoo? So I'm gonna put these virgins all up on the upper left. I don't know, why did I do upper left? Maybe that's because we read upper left, I don't know. I'm just gonna put them up here in this section. And maybe I'll move them after I'm done. And I just realized I've gotta go get a whole bunch of cages because the cells in here are gonna need cages. I'm gonna do this real close on the last one. See, I'm just sliding it in here. Boom. Plenty of room for them to take care of them. Now I'm gonna treat this a little bit more gently. I'll be right back. Okay, I'm back. I got 35 cages, plus a few that I had over here. Is that being a little presumptuous? That would be bragging a little bit thinking I got that many. Okay, so we are gonna crack this open. The other thing I need to do while I'm in here, and I don't know if I'm gonna show you guys all that, I need to shake some bees out of here, nurse bees, for my handful of mini mating nukes that don't have enough bees in them for those cracks that I was telling you about. So I'm gonna lower this so we can all see it. We'll see if they get all angry at me. All right, let's see what the graft frame says. Remember, this is the second graft in the top of the demurray. I don't know what to expect here. What do you guys think I'm gonna get? What if I get zero? All right, here we go. First look. Not bad. About the same percentage as last time. Well, maybe a little bit less. Hey, I don't need that many queen cells. This was an experiment. But just to remind you guys what I did on this one, all I did was graft and set it in the top of this demurray. I didn't create a starter and I didn't move it to a finisher. I just set it and forget it until they're capped. Now here I blew them off. And remember I was telling you at the beginning of the video, I thought they might not be all capped. They're all capped. Okay, so we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 didn't take. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 1, 2, 2, 3, 4, 5, 3, 6, 3, 7, 28 takes. Ha! I got enough cages. So, I'm going to show you how I'm going to do this. And you know what? You guys don't want to watch me put cells in cages, do you? So I'm going to probably do a couple of these, show you how I do it. In this cage, in this easy peasy cage, just goes right there like that. And I'm gonna set it in a different spot. I'm gonna put all these younger ones on the bottom. Cause remember, these are gonna be different ages. I needed a good spot to set this maybe, where I can, not a very good workshop, is it? I don't know if you're gonna be able to see this, but they're packed with jelly. Good jelly, nice size, good beautiful white wax. This is the first time I've ever used this cage before, so you know, whether or not I may be learning along the way, like, is it too, did I not print it thick enough? Is it too thin? That sort of thing. I'm not putting any workers in with these bees. And I'm going to alternate just for the purposes of taking care of each other. Like, let bees get all around them until I run out of space, since I don't need all of this space. All right, I'm going to just do this and speed it up. You guys can listen to the cool jazz music. Here we go. I've got 28 banked queens in cells on the bottom, and I've got 4 banked queen cells up here in the top. These 4 are gonna hatch today or tomorrow. Remember, I already told you one of the virgins already hatched, and I'm even gonna space these out just so there's a little bit more room for them to take care of them, since I didn't need any of that extra space. So that's how I'm gonna leave them. These are gonna go in the middle of this box, and I have my queen rearing calendar that's going to keep track of when they are all going to hatch. Something dropped down here, and I'll look for it in a minute. But now I just need a quick couple shakes, and they are probably not going to like this, but if there's brood up in the top here, I'm just going to use these top, and they'll come up and replenish them. Yeah, there's brood up in here. Lots of brood. Ooh, even making a few queen cells up in here. Oh, wait a minute. I need to double check that. Did I have check queen cells on here? No, I didn't. I think those were just cups. But when I'm shaking, I like to have a bucket with something for them to hang on. You can kind of do this 1,000 different ways. A hive butler's good too. But if you're gonna do it, I like to do it kind of on top of the hive. That way extras kind of go in the middle. It's a little bit gangly for the camera here, but I think you can kind of get the gist of what I'm talking about. Lots of good cat brood up on the top of this Demery. Oh my gosh, look at that. She is just a monster. Now granted, I have my gloves on the whole time this time. I don't know if they're in a better mood, or if I'm being nicer to them, or for just my gloves and everything, kind of keeping it all under wraps. These bees are not gonna miss these workers in this hive. They're gonna come right up. Look at, they're getting ready to quadruple the number of bees in this upper section with all this brood. Another queen cup, no, nothing in it. Just saw the cup. All these foragers that aren't nurse bees are gonna fly away, which is exactly what I want. Okay, that should be enough bees for what I'm trying to do here. I just need to kind of get some bees for my mini mating nukes, and I'm gonna just shake them in there. All right, so we are all put in here. I have got my first queen bank I've ever done put in here with my easy peasy cages. That's going back on top. My upper entrance with my screen on top. Yeah, they are much better behaved today. All right, so what have we got going on here? Let me kind of wrap up. Ladies and gents, we had a starter finisher that was proven twice now. I did not do anything but put grafted cells in the top of this demarray because it's queenless, because of the queen excluder down here. They both made the queen cells and didn't cut them all down. Now, my take rate was not 100%, so maybe that 45 down to 28 or so is because of the demarray, or maybe it's because of my grafting. More likely my grafting. The second time worked just the same. I had four extra cells I could not use today, so I put them in a bank, and I took those other cells that just got capped today, and I put them in the bottom of the bank, and they're gonna hatch out. I'm not gonna touch them until they hatch out, unless something happens in the apiary and I need them. But that's what we did. I learned a lot, did you? Hey, leave a comment below. Let me know what you think of this content. I'm learning with you guys, and we'll see you next time. Have a great day, everybody.